Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Welcome to Ye Old Nerdist Podcast number 126. We're bringing the Nerdist Podcast on the road to a city near you. If you happen to live in New York, Portland, Northampton, Massachusetts, or DC, tickets and information are at nerdist.com. So here's the deal with this episode. Last year, a young woman bid a lot of money to sit in on the Nerdist Podcast. It was all for charity, so good on her. And this is the episode where she actually flew out to California and sat in with us. Her name is Mindy Hollihan. She's super, super cool. And she's going to sit in on the whole episode. She earned it. So thank you for feeding hungry kids or adults. Adults get fucking hungry too. So it was really nice for her to feed them and to come on our show. And we talked about the Nerdist television show, which, by the way, is Saturday, September 24th, right after Doctor Who. And she asked us if we were excited about it. And we all kind of played it off a little bit like, well, you know, we're all just taking it in stride. And the truth of the matter is, I am shitting rainbows about it. I'm super excited. But I've been just trying to downplay it a little bit because I don't want to get too excited. But the truth of the matter is, yes, I'm not as zen about it as I played it off on the show that you'll hear. I really do hope people watch it because we had a blast making it. We absolutely want to do more. So if you get a chance and you're near BBC America, please watch it Saturday night, September 24th, right after Doctor Who, the Nerdist TV special, with Matt Smith as a guest and Craig Ferguson. So thank you very much if you do. And if not, I won't hold it against you because I'll never fucking know. And also, there was a big announcement today, which is Thursday, the 22nd, that I'm going to be hosting the after show for The Walking Dead called Talking Dead. It was a total coincidence. They didn't actually mean it to rhyme. And so that starts October 16th. We're going to do basically a big wrap-up show after every Walking Dead episode this season. So more details about that next week. Let's just focus on this episode, number 126, Hostful Plus, with Mindy Hollihan.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Compton,
friend from Attack of the Show.
I like having the visual.
Yeah, no, this is. Oh yeah, so this is where Nick usually sits. That other guy.
Yeah.
He sits here. I get a chair.
Get up
today.
On the mic, there, Mindy.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
sorry.
There you go. Okay, there's a lady's voice on the show today. And
weird. What's a lady?
Well, it's like a dude. It's her penis is an innie.
What?
Yeah, that's just the start.
And
that's
her. Yep. And her testicles.
I'm listening.
Way up in there.
Yeah. See, she knows.
She gets it.
Okay. So last year.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, sorry it took me so long, guys.
Oh, it's fine.
So like
last year, Scott Aukerman does this great thing of the formerly Comedy Death Ray, now Comedy Bang Bang. Scott does a thing every year where he does an auction for the L.A. Regional Food Bank. And so it's just a lot of – it's a great thing that he does. A lot of comics will donate stuff or –
items one year. Furman and I signed a guitar, a Hard and Firm guitar, and auctioned that off. Like Sarah Silverman did a "Hey, I'll come have lunch with you" kind of a thing, and so we auctioned off a "Come hang out on Nerdist podcast," and were shocked that someone paid somewhere around $1,500.
Like $1,300. Don't tell my mother.
$1,300 to come be on the podcast, and then. So a few months go by. Mm-hmm. I don't hear from her. I'm like, well, I don't know. I think she's still alive. I don't know. And so then we start having this exchange, and I realize, hey, she's really funny. So then she starts writing for the Nerdist site. She starts contributing stuff. And so it was a really great. It's been a really great thing all around. And finally, here in September of 2011. She's finally showed up.
I scraped enough vacation together.
Yes, hey. Too cool. Well, you spent all the money to get on the fucking podcast. Yeah. Mindy Holohan is here.
Oh, you even got it on the first try. Way to go.
Do people say Holohan?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Yeah. Mindy Holohan, congratulations on winning the auction.
Yay.
And you helped feed a lot of kids with dick jokes, and I appreciate that. And it's great that you're here.
Thank you.
Where do you live?
I live in Philadelphia, which is where you
were. I was just there.
I was at the Paul F. Tompkins show.
Yeah.
And so got to see you on webcam.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was awesome.
I was supposed to be on Paul's show, and then I had to go do the show in Philadelphia, so he had me Skype in. So from my hotel room in Philly, I Skyped in, and we did some stuff. And
yeah, it was awesome.
It was great.
Especially the way Skype froze at the end just on cue. It was perfect.
Oh, it did? Perfect.
Yeah,
yay, Skype and hotel
it
internet.
Was awesome.
So this is really fun that you're here. You've been contributing to the Nerdist site for a few months now.
I have. Make cool stuff.
Yeah.
I want people to make cool stuff, so I made you guys some cool stuff.
What did you make?
Matt, you inspired me to learn embroidery.
Of course.
That's
not the first time he's heard a girl tell
that. That's the whole point of the podcast.
I mean, I'm not
going
to sleep with you, but you inspired me to take on a...
College just came back.
Because started last week, huh?
You a couple of times talked about your theory that James Bond is a Time Lord.
Correct, he is.
Yes, and that totally inspired my imagination. So, pass that on.
What is it?
Oh my God!
It is a mashup of the Doctor Who and James Bond logos.
Oh, that's awesome!
That's great.
Doctor Who 7.
Yeah, we'll have to take a picture of that so we can post it on the site.
I can post the pattern for it.
Okay.
If anybody else wants to make their own.
Well, fuck yes, they're going to want to make their own Doctor Who 007 pattern.
That's amazing.
And I'm just realizing, there you go.
The price tags are on the back?
Just on the frames.
Yeah, you can't buy a Doctor Who 007 embroidered thing in a store.
Totally.
Priceless.
Okay. So, Jonah, these are all different things from different podcasts. So you made a comment that you have trouble joking about zombies.
Yeah.
So we have Rick Grimes.
Oh, wow.
With your quote next to it.
Amazing. Look at that. That actually looks a lot like Rick Grimes.
That's Rick
Grimes. From The Walking Dead.
It's a needle-pointed Rick Grimes saying...
I
have trouble joking about zombies.
Yeah, and he's got those piercing blue eyes. Wow, this is great.
And so this one, it was actually when you posted the Patrick Stewart podcast.
Pretty recent.
You made a joke that you wanted to say, make it so.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, my God. So we'll post a picture of this, but basically it's a felt Enterprise 1701D and
Galaxy class.
And it says make it so S-E-W because I thought that would make a great great crochet store.
That's made amazing. Me so happy.
And so you made it. And this
That's
is
incredible.
This is fucking going off in my house.
All right.
I mean, this
Excellent.
Is legitimately. I am proud to have this.
Well, you mentioned you'd picked up an anatomical knitted frog at a craft fair.
Yes, at Renegade Craft Fair. Mm-hmm.
I hoped these would be up your alley.
Yeah, these are great.
Amazing.
I mean, what's so fantastic about that is that you made stuff because you've listened to
we say. I didn't know how to do any embroidery before this, really. Except, I did my shirt, but that was sort of in the middle, so... Yeah.
This is great. What do you do normally?
What do I do? Like, for a job, I work for a trio of conference centers in Philadelphia. I'm the resident nerd.
Okay.
So I play with the data and they say...
You play with Data? He's totally functional.
Yep, he is.
They'll say something like, you know, we want to know how many, you know, we want to know the percent of value we're getting out of our room rental, and I'll make a report. That's what I do. But in my free time, I listen to podcasts like a crazy person, lots and lots of podcasts, and then I make stuff.
Where do you listen to podcasts the most?
Everywhere. I have my giant headphone. I pretty much walk around Philadelphia with huge headphones on all the time.
Dangerous.
It is, yeah. I listen to them on the train, and just kind of all the time while I work. I just love podcasts.
What other podcasts do you like?
For comedy, like I really love like WTF, and I mean sort of the obvious ones. But then, I listen to a podcast on organizational creativity called The Accidental Creative. I listen to some knitting podcasts.
You just hear the needles.
right.
What?
No,
did you want some water?
No,
I'm good. Okay.
There's this Australian dude, school teacher, who has a 2-hour commute one way to his job. And so he knits on the train. And then every week he does a podcast about knitting. And it's just this like dude with this really awesome Australian accent just talking about knitting. So,
what you want to do there is put the hook in the diggery dough.
It's so funny.
And you just slide that right in there.
Chris is kryptonite.
But like all the stuff that you talked
about. Jonah? What are you talking about? I can't stop now. Somebody help me.
What about a British person?
Well, I think that would be something like this.
What is happening to him?
It's like Tropic Thunder at the end where Robert Downey Jr. doesn't know who he is anymore.
All the stuff you guys talked about with Ken Denmead,
yep,
right up my alley.
Geek
that
Dad.
Was so awesome. And Ken and I now, we are like little internet buddies. It's great. Love him. Love
internet
that.
Buddies.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you married?
I am engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go.
I'm to a nerd much, much, much nerdier than me. So, I mean, I'm a nerd, but he's a nerd. He's a rocket scientist, so he's a nerd.
Oh, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rocket.
So. I mean, it's not rocket.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. The joke is that we can handle the rocket science. It's just everything else.
Is it going to ruin the wedding when you have sex with all of us? Oh, my God. That's so weird.
Chris went there.
So he is actually a rocket scientist. What is he working on? Rocket?
The V-22 Osprey helicopter. It's the helicopter that it takes off like a helicopter, but then it transits the rotors.
Would you go down?
Yeah, like a plane.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
None of this is very funny, though. I'm sorry.
Listen, you listen to the show. We're not that funny all the time.
No,
we just talk
sometimes
about.
Sometimes we're downright depressing.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
You have the best damn laugh ever, Matt.
Thank you.
People love your laugh.
Love your laugh.
Do it.
Love it.
I can't.
Yeah,
do it.
On demand.
It's organic.
Do it. Laugh, it, no, monkey boy.
Don't.
Stop tickling.
My broken arm.
You guys, I will turn this car right around.
Right.
I hate being tickled.
I hate it too.
I hate it.
And nothing makes me angry.
Being tickled?
Nobody.
No.
Weird people.
Back off.
There's
like
tickling fetishes.
I've gotten in fights in relationships where a girl starts tickling me and I'm like, no, don't. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, this is not one of those things where I say no and you keep going. This is don't tickle me. It makes me angry. Right? There's something.
And then like I also hate ear touching. Hate it. I will swing.
Is that a thing?
Like if someone like
you mean
no,
you'll swing
like either flicks my ear or
like your wife swap swing?
Yeah, no.
Someone touches your ear.
I'll fuck whoever's wife touched my ear.
Oh my god!
Whatever. It's cool.
So you have a thing about your ears, just like that character from Something About Mary.
Oh yeah.
You can't
touch his
ears.
You're a lot like that character.
Yeah, no. This is the retarded fellow.
Maybe mentally challenged. Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. His mental
we
development
got this one guy.
Was retarded.
We got this one kid, Mongo. Sometimes we let him out of his cage and we just tie him up to a tree. He gets to run back and forth.
Those goofy bastards.
But Mindy, you have ever thought about maybe doing a podcast of your own because you're such a podcast fan?
I would love. I have all of the equipment. I have like a studio mic. I have, you know, like I have everything I need. I have nothing to say. On my own.
It seems like you have a lot to say. Why don't you talk to your fiance about nerdy stuff?
I know, like everybody's like, what do you mean you don't have enough to say? Because I have a lot to say, but yeah, I need a person, you know? I need a team. Like you guys have a thing, you know?
We do, but there are other people in Philadelphia. I was just there. I saw a guy dressed in a banana costume. I saw a guy dressed in a banana suit.
In Fluffy?
No.
No, I'm just saying. That's what Fluffy.
How did you enjoy Philly?
How did I what?
How did you enjoy Philly? It's not my home.
I wasn't there long enough, really. I was there for a day and a half. I was just there long enough to do the show. I've performed at Helium, though.
It's great, yeah.
That's a good club.
Helium's really good. I really enjoy going there. And then I'm from Minneapolis, and there's Acme there, which is amazing.
One of the best comedy clubs in the country, Acme.
It's great. I love it.
Helium's great, too. That's another great... I mean, listen, anywhere up in that region of the country in the fall is a great time to go because the architecture is gorgeous and the leaves change in case you forgot how autumn works. And and the weather was so gorgeous in Philadelphia over the weekend. It was really nice.
And it was real hot early. Well, I mean, you guys are used to hot, but it was real hot earlier in the summer, but it transitioned really fast into like perfect.
Yep. It's going to be frosty pretty soon. We're almost in winter time, Jonah.
Some of the most blatant littering I've ever seen has taken place in Philly.
Oh my God, it's filthy.
Here's the problem with Philly. No trash cans. I had a Starbucks cup in my hand. I walked several blocks trying to find a fucking trash can. There was no place to throw it away.
Okay, but here's what I saw. A guy eating a Gino sandwich. Disgusting sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Cheese Whiz dripping from it and whatnot. And he's leaning up against the trash can, finishes the sandwich, crumples up the wrapper, throws it away from the trash can, finishes his soda, and then just throws it on the ground and walks away.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
It was more effort to not throw it away at that point. He really could have just let it go, and it probably would have fallen into the trash can, yet he
wanted to... That was his chair. Why would he throw it on his chair?
Yeah. Philadelphia chair. But yeah, it's so much. I saw so much blatant littering. Everyone just throws stuff on the ground there. It's disgusting.
Right in the Center City District, they got all these like solar powered trash compacting garbage cans. Whoa. And those are really nice, but then they fill up and then they don't even open because they're full and they lock.
Yeah.
And then everyone just puts it on top of it or near it and around it, right?
It's really probably easy for people to justify, like, well, the trash can's locked, drop.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I tried.
I did my part, City of Philadelphia.
Yep. I ended up having to go into a restaurant and throw away the cup because I...
Did you order something out of obligation?
I was eating dinner anyway.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was pretty fair.
I would have ordered something.
I did.
Even if I wasn't eating, I would have felt bad.
Just using their garbage can?
Yeah, and then throwing that out in their garbage can.
Well, those are a lot of guilt boundaries. Well, I don't want to litter, but then I don't want to throw it away in here, and then I better order something.
Right. Yeah, then you leave with whatever you ordered, and then you're in the same predicament.
Then you got to go to another restaurant.
Then 10 minutes later, you got to throw
That's my Twilight Zone, you guys.
Check into
that's
a hotel.
That's my Twilight Zone episode.
So you can throw it away in the trash can, but then you feel bad because you're not going
like
to sleep there.
It's like the horrible bathroom cycle you get into in New York, where you like... You get a cup of Starbucks coffee, then you got to go to the bathroom. Well, where can you find one? Only at like a Starbucks. So then you get another Starbucks coffee, and you spend the whole time in New York just looking for a Starbucks to go to the bathroom.
I feel like most people go into the Starbucks in New York and they just want refills on stuff.
One of the funniest tweets I ever saw, my friend Renita, we were in Starbucks at La Brea. And you know
doesn't
the
matter,
Target there,
matter.
Whatever.
No, it's very important busy, to the story.
It's a very busy Starbucks. A lot of homeless people around, and their door has a keypad code for the Starbucks thing. And as soon as the Starbucks employee told us what the code was, she tweeted, "Hey, homeless people, this is the code too." I just liked imagining that one homeless guy had Twitter, and then it spread.
What fucking homeless people did
that's
she think
what made
were...
it hilarious to me? Of course, no, she knew that homeless people wouldn't have it. That's what made it funny.
Yeah,
whatever.
At Shoeless Jeff tweeted.
Shoeless Jeff.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the bathroom code.
BagLady27.
Hashtag peeing.
I favorited that tweet. You can check it out on Twitter, guys.
I will.
No, you won't.
You won't.
What? No, I won't. You're right. Big controversies this week on the Nerdist podcast.
What happened?
We took our show off a distributor.
Why'd you do that?
Didn't we already talk about this?
Fuck yourself.
In person, no. not on the podcast.
Just as friends, we talked about
yep.
this?
Yeah.
And then we were having a conversation and we weren't recording it.
Nope.
Are you allowed? That's weird. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think we need to be partial to all your conversations.
That's
the contract
people,
yeah. you signed with the listeners.
Yes. When they downloaded
when
the free
content.
When we
download our yes. free podcast, we demand completion.
I know. Yeah. I was. So I felt like there was kind of a sour relationship with Stitcher, so we took our show off Stitcher, and I mentioned a bunch of people were complaining the first day, like, what happened? So I just said, you know, I just wasn't really crazy about their business practices, so I pulled the thing off, and then a bunch of people told me I was a fucking moron, and so in classic nerd fashion, I wrote a 2,000-word post, which I thought was pretty fair and balanced. Like, this is from my point of view. This is everything that I feel like happened.
You didn't name names.
I did not name names, but the woman commented in the thread. I mean, the Stitcher people have always been very nice. I just feel, from my point of view, I just felt like they weren't very truthful with me. And
misleading more than anything.
It was a little misleading. And so it's very hard for me to justify working with someone that I feel like was a little misleading.
Yeah,
to me. And if I'm an idiot for that, that's fine. But I was shocked. The majority of people, and that comment thread is like almost 400 comments deep, which is amazing. That's a lot. And most of the people, very supportive. But other people, was baffling to me that people were like, you're a dumb piece of shit. You're cutting your nose off to spite your face. Like, why are you being greedy? I'm like, I'm not being greedy. But it's how can I work with a company that I feel like kind of misled me and they're profiting from our show and by using information that I didn't feel was accurate to represent what they were doing. They've never admitted that I think part of the reason why they want all of the shows on their servers instead of coming from our feed is because it gives them that gives their company downloads and they can go get advertising for those downloads. But they've never admitted that to me and I kind of just want them to be truthful. They maintain, we only do this so we can offer our users the most enriching experience. I'm like, okay, that might be true, but just admit that you want all the downloads for your own show.
That's the case, then it's almost like you need to say, okay, show me specifically how this improves the listener experience over doing it.
The point
this
is,
way.
I asked yeah. them. They explained to me how their system works when they pitched it to me last year. They said, we take the show and crunch it down and put it on our servers. And I said, listen, I'm comfortable doing this if you use our feed. And they said, no problem. Cut to all this time later, they have been using their own servers, and the way that they justify agreeing to use our feed was by saying,
we fetched it.
We used your feed to get that one episode to then upload to our server. And like, guys, you know that's not what I asked you to do. Now, come on. Yeah. So it's very hard for me to work with people that I feel that I feel like we're dishonest. And I feel like they were dishonest, right or wrong.
I lie to you constantly.
I know, but I'm not aware of it, and I don't catch you in it.
It's true. I'm really good.
So
really good.
I don't know. So anyway, it soured me the whole experience, and I took the show off because I just didn't feel like supporting him. By the way, Earwolf has pulled out of them. Adam Carolla pulled his shows off there. Greg Fitzsimmons, Bill Burr are all having experiences where they're kind of like, I don't know about this. And so I'm not trying to bring their company down. Some lawyer contacted me. He's like, we should do a class action suit. I'm like, I'm not trying to bring them down. I just don't want my show there. And so so the people that were not in support of this told me I was a fucking idiot. And one guy said, it's too much work to download your show anywhere else. And I'm like, it's literally not a lot of work. It's literally not a lot. And it was astonishing to me that there are some people who were so kind of spoiled as consumers. They're like, hey, I want your free thing, and you better fucking give it to me exactly the way I want it, or you can go fuck yourself. And I'm like, guys, look, I feel like this is hurting the show. Not to mention, we have no control over what banner ads they put over the shows.
That's more to the point, I would think.
And that can conflict with sponsorships that we have coming up, and that genuinely hurts the show. And so I was like, guys, just trust that I'm doing what I feel is best, and I apologize, and it is hard for me to get. That is a lot of downloads that we're giving up. I found out it's hundreds of thousands of downloads that we're giving up, but it's hard for me to justify, like, doing it. And I'm sorry. So if you followed us from Stitcher, I appreciate that. I'm not saying they're evil. I just, my perception of the situation was a kind of sour one. So that's it.
Let's be honest. Anyone who was following us from Stitcher doesn't listen to the Hostfuls, so.
I was astonished that there were some people that, you know, were so vocal about telling me that I was a fucking moron. And I'm like, that I was greedy. Someone told me I was like Paris Hilton. I'm like, how am I like Paris Hilton?
Well, I've seen that tape of you.
Think about it.
Yeah. One night in Hardwick. There's that laugh.
That is adorable.
That's what I came across.
I'm
going to
take that laugh and put it in a little Manchichi doll and just hug it.
Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
Do I get a piece of the back end?
What does that mean?
I want to fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I thought so. Yeah. We were going to give you money, but if you just
no, I want to have sex
with it. Doll ass. Anyway, so that's so Mindy, you were party to all that.
That I read your post and
boring.
It really was. I was too verbose.
I don't know. I thought it was the most interesting thing I read on the site in a long time.
Oh, wait.
You read it more
thank
times
you, but fuck you.
Thank you, but fuck you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
No, but it was really logical. I thought made a lot of sense because. Especially the advertising dollars in terms of, like, if you have GoToMeeting or whatever.
Sure.
And then they have, I don't know what GoToMeeting's competitor is.
Just some other,
we
yes.
don't want to yeah. talk about it.
Some other video conferencing
they have
software.
Some other VTC, you know, company advertising, and they conflict. If GoToMeeting sees that, they're going to be like, well, this isn't what, you know. They pull out from the show. That's hurting you.
Your job probably hates GoToMeeting because they don't use conference rooms.
Right, exactly. It's true.
No, go to the meeting. Like, show up.
Please, please, show up to the meeting.
Come on, guys.
Really
3F.
Come
on.
Best space in Philadelphia.
Look, I don't, you know, like, whatever. I don't know. I just sort of, I did what I did. And if I had it to do all over again, I probably just wouldn't have said anything about it.
Yeah.
Because it caused such a shitstorm that I was not emotionally prepared for, because I just thought, you know what, it's people, you know, but I get it. Some people like to listen to all their podcasts on one app. That's very, you know,
If only there was an app that could
exactly
do that.
I'm an asshole for not having a Nerdist app available. There was one, and there is one in the Android marketplace that's not an official Nerdist app, but it works.
Go
and
ahead,
so
just looks at our RSS feed. Plus there's so many ways,
but
you can
we are
get
making
podcast.
We are making an app. I am making an app for the Nerdist podcast. The reason that I haven't released an app yet is because the iTunes did this thing where they disallowed anyone. There's a certain period of time in the beginning where you could have an app that just pulled in podcasts.
Right.
And then they stopped allowing that because they didn't want the iTunes marketplace to be flooded with people that just had apps that just fed their podcast.
It has to do something else.
It has to do something else. And so, like Marin has an iP, but he got his in.
He got in under the wire, right?
He got in right under the wire. And so, so I'm building a Nerdist app that like pulls in the site and podcasts, and I have other podcasts, and so it's just a much bigger deal.
It'll
than
have
it,
our Twitter feeds
than
it on
used
it.
Than it used to be. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. It's just a much bigger deal than it used to be, and so you know it's not like we're making, you know, like people are saying we're green. It's like I'm not making a fuck ton of money from doing this.
Plus,
I
don't think it was about the money.
Free,
I don't think it was about the money at all. I think it was about the business practice.
Business.
I just think, you know, when it comes down to it, really,
it's about the money. In as much as now I have a lot of people that I'm paying to do stuff. I'm paying you guys. I'm paying people at the theater. I'm paying people who work on the site. Like a lot of people are getting paid now, and
an
so
industry
and a tiny one. But and so it's not like I'm not trying to buy a fucking yacht with the podcast.
I should though.
I would love to
get a podcast yacht.
Oh my god,
yacht! You
we're doing a host
pool.
Thursdays from the yacht.
A podcast.
Thursdays from the yacht is the most adorable name for that podcast.
Thursdays from the yacht.
Oh, it'd be so much fun.
Fantastic.
Guys, we could like,
yacht pod.
We don't even have to take it to the beach because that would suck. If we just have a yacht somewhere in a parking lot, we can get on.
No, we don't need to be in the water.
No,
we can just be up on blocks. Like,
we can get a white noise machine to make like
yeah.
We'll pay somebody to make
I'll
that.
I'll be your white noise machine.
Yeah, just
we could hire
noise.
A seagull.
Yeah.
And he goes back and has a smoke break.
The mimic.
Yep. So anyway, I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm not trying to quote unquote get rich from the podcast. I just need to keep the machine running, and I felt like that there was potentially hampering. Because some people, like Rogan, believe, and this totally works for him, it's all about the number of ears. And I think they're right that, to you know, in the beginning of the podcast, that was the most important thing. Right. But now that we have these other things that we're trying to build, our focus has shifted a little bit. And so that's why I didn't feel like that suited our needs anymore.
But in the end, like, this is supposed to be your fun time, right?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't stress you out.
There were a couple moments where, because some guy, there were three people on Twitter that said stuff that was so infuriating to me that I sent something shitty back to them. And someone on the comment thread took out those three comments out of context and said, I really don't appreciate the way you talk to your fans. And I'm like, God damn it. You have to understand, when you get hit by hundreds of trolls at once, you sort of lose your mind a little bit. You're like, no way. It's sort of like if you walk in somewhere and some guy's like punching a puppy, and then you grab the guy by the scruff and throw him up against the wall, and someone goes, why'd you just throw that guy up against the wall? And you're like, well, he's beating up this puppy. You're like, yeah, but maybe. And then when he's doing that, someone else walks up and goes, why are you yelling at that guy? And you're like, well, hang on, because. And then 10 more people go, what's your fucking problem? And you're like, everybody, please.
I think maybe it would be time to hand someone the phone. When you're starting to get a barrage, just hand the phone over and walk away.
No, but you know, the problem is I'm one of these people that I just want everyone to be happy. I like everyone.
You're a pleaser.
I am kind of a pleaser. Like, that's why I'm, you know, I get over enthusiastic on the podcast, because I really like people and I want everyone to feel good. And there were some moments with this whole thing that happened where I kind of almost felt like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because this is not fucking worth, like, getting told that I'm a fucking moron by, you know, it just was not.
That upset me a lot, because I thought that was my job.
Yes.
You know, like, and all these other people.
That's what's not fair about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, you fucking moron.
They're
exactly.
Yeah.
No. You can't talk like that to me. You have to talk like to Myra.
Make fun of me, Jonah. You're doing it wrong.
I don't even want to bother.
No, Jonah. Jonah, I can fire you from like three jobs.
That's the one
me
he pulls
too.
Out.
Oh,
that's the one he pulls out every time. He doesn't like what I say.
It's so powerful. But I can't fire those trolls from their jobs.
You could.
No, I can't. I mean, listen, I appreciate that people are passionate about the podcast, that they would lash out at me for, you know, ostensibly taking it away from them. But I just feel like if you're a real fan of the show, then if I were a real fan of something, I would just find another way to get it.
Yeah, if you're a real fan of the show, I guess I would say,
like Bargain Hunt. Right?
No, not everything's like Bargain Hunt.
No, I mean, I can't
Rarely
watch the
anything
show.
Is like Bargain Hunt unless you're talking about Bargain Hunt.
Storage Wars the other night, yesterday,
great program.
And
great
I was
program.
Thinking of you.
Yeah, but you know, I can't get Bargain Hunt on BBC iPlayer, so I gotta go on.
I was watching the show about factory outlet prostitutes called Bargain Cunt. Are you watching that one?
I would.
Isn't it good?
Do they get sold at auction?
No, but it does remind me one time I was walking around London and this really beaten up kind of looking prostitute comes up.
Please tell me she said, hello, love.
She said, oh, it was even better than that. It was even better than that. She came up, ripped fishnet stockings, mm-hmm. had sores on her face.
I'm listening.
Cigarette. And she just goes, hello, fancy a lady?
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, if you see one, tell her.
Sorry, Nancy. Go find Sid.
It was, she was really... I feel like that's a whole different fetish. That's a whole different fetish.
That's something.
That's for guys who like their steak cut up for them, if
Only
you know what I'm saying.
Only a couple of bob.
Yeah, but she really did fancy a lady. And she just had like chimney sweep voice.
The best
Full
voice.
Of black lung.
Black lungs.
In the Cockney.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't want to go on and on about it. People are very passionate about the issue and I don't want to open the can of worms again. But I just, if you are, but please just, and most people were so supportive and I really appreciate that. But I just want to say cut me a fucking break. I'm just a guy trying to make some stuff. I'm not trying to fuck anyone over. And let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done.
We're just people.
And stop sniping me in eBay auctions. God. While we're
Matt walks up to me last night. I went to Matt's open mic show last night, which is so much fucking fun.
That's a great job.
You and Paul Stevens do such a great job. Matt comes up and he's right before he's about to go on stage. He just holds up his iPhone and there's a suit and he's like, "I'm 8 minutes away from getting this suit." It's like Matt is making a little bit of money now and he can't spend it fast enough.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
I rediscovered eBay and PayPal like shut my account down because they thought someone hacked it and stole it because I was buying like so much stuff.
Wow.
I said to Chris the other day, I was like, I collect comic books now.
Matt was never into comic books before. He just got into comic books and he is now he is all in.
That's what happens though when you start
Now you're
going
to have to
money.
Take out a storage locker.
Today I won I won sheet music from 1935 and 1937 Marx Brothers movies.
Define one.
I put the only bit in.
Let me explain, Matt. Let me explain, Matt.
And
to you.
Won them.
Let's say, Matt. Here's an analogy. Someone walks up. Someone's never played roulette before. So they walk up to the roulette table, place one chip down, and then the thing spins, and they don't win, and they go, "That was an interesting game. I'll be right back." And then they come back with sacks of all the money they've ever made and put it all on black. Yeah. That's how Matt works.
Yeah. No, I like things. Greta doesn't like that I like things so much.
I do totally sympathize, though, with the, like, watching the auction, because for this, when it was ticking down the auction for this, because this was on
this
eBay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go for a walk for, the 20 minutes before it ended because I was watching it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I went for a walk and it rained and I was like, I would rather be walking in the rain than watching.
I mean, it is amazing how that you paid $1,300. I mean, listen, it was for charity and that is incredible that you did that.
And she wrote it off. So let's not toot her own horn here. Come
yeah,
on.
Let's,
I mean,
let's,
come
let's
on.
Take that
there
away
were
from
some
her.
It did
benefits.
Though. As soon as it cleared, I was like, okay, that's more than 2 months make a rent.
No. Oh my gosh.
Well, you're here. You earned this spot here. Is there anything that you want to promote? Anyone you want to say hi to?
Do you have any Quemants?
Do you have in person?
I love the Quemants.
Does Mendy have a question or a comment?
Mendy's question.
Hallahan edition.
Oh. You don't, probably not. That's okay.
We still have a bunch of time, so
I can
think
sell
about
you
it.
Some Marx Brothers sheet music from 1930.
If I want it.
You know what would happen if you put that up on eBay? You would bid against yourself just to get it back.
Just to get it back. You would regret
the thrill of the hunt.
That's yep. Greta was like, "You're never gonna sell this stuff. Why do you care how much money it's worth?" Like,
You know what Matt's building right now? Matt is building a fucking pile of stuff that he can ultimately go on Storage Wars
That's
with.
Right.
Yep. Oh, God. I would love to go on Storage Wars. Or Bargain Hunt. Seriously, Bargain Hunt producer who probably has never heard of this show. Get me on, man.
Because they're 80.
As you see, we have
I did find one of the antiques experts on Twitter, David Harper.
In my world, it's hunting for bargains makes life
You sound a little bit like
while.
David Dickinson, who was the old host of Bargain Hunt.
Literally.
Anyway. No, he's not. Whatever. Guys.
David Dickinson.
See?
Cheapest chips.
See
that's what he would say. What's something was cheapest chips?
So much.
Why?
Gotta give her what she paid for, you
That's
dumb
true.
Piece of shit.
We
found an old hipster skull inside a storage unit.
Oh my
that
god.
Mustache hair was still attached.
Oh, what's going on?
I saw the biggest hipster I've ever seen today.
He's right here.
Yeah, we don't have to talk
He's
about
right
John
next to you.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
He's sitting to your right.
That's me.
Do you have a Jonah nickname, by the way? I'll let you make it.
I do like Fajona.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. It's a great nickname.
That means he doesn't like it.
No, did you hear? I actually, I'm
I know
in the
where
process,
your words are.
I'm in the process of changing my name legally to Fajona Ray.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. And I called my parents and they're stoked. They couldn't think of a better name. They're just like, how did we not think of that? That's perfect. And so it's just like everyone's so happy about it, and I can't.
Someone
I can't
said
be
that your nickname should be Fajona Ray Matthews Band.
Oh wow,
which yeah. is long.
It is a little long.
Yeah, exactly.
So who was this hipster that you saw today?
I was up at the Griffith Park Observatory.
Beautiful up there.
And Ombre, seriously, he had the like old fashioned little suit coat with an old little camera, like a 50-year-old camera, and this like bundle of books in a strap hanging off of him with a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sweet.
It was Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah. Here's the thing about when people say someone's a hipster, everyone has a different image in their mind.
It's true.
Like the one thing maybe is a mustache. Yeah. But when people's like, you know, a hipster, wear like crazy colored patterned shirts, like tight shirts, like tight pants, a white belt. You know, some people say that. Other people say, oh, he had an old timey hat. He had a curly Q mustache. Other people would say, well, oh, he had cut off pants and he rode a fixed gear bike.
Yeah, it's like when I say dog and everyone, like some person thinks of a Labrador. Some person thinks of a cockadoodle.
But all those people are right.
What's a cockadoodle?
I don't know.
I don't either. Oh, that's probably a poodle.
It's a cocker spaniel.
No, it's a cockatiel. It's a it's a poodle that flies.
What? Yeah.
And he can't stop poking his face into a mirror.
So a bat.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, no, but I know what you're saying, but it's I think it's all under one very broad sort of thing.
Well, you know, when you call someone a hippie.
Yeah.
And what do you think of?
A number of different
bell bottoms.
No, not necessarily.
I think of a shirtless dude with puka shells, long hair,
whatever.
It could be a number of things. That's a surfer thing. Really.
Yeah, no, but hippies are surfers.
They wear neck stuff.
How is surfing an offshoot of hippie?
Because that was the sort of the thing in the '60s. Was
in California, probably
in California, but there was hippies in Minnesota, probably.
There were.
They might have surfed if they had.
They're
water.
Still there.
I mean, come on.
They're still there. They sort of look like. Ashton Kutcher does now with the long hair and the beard. The long hair and the beard.
They all listen to... I was trying to think of the name of the band from...
Grateful Dead.
No. From Fleetwood Mac. Famous.
I'll tell you the difference between a nerd and a hipster.
Oh, what is the name of the band?
I didn't say there was.
Stillwater.
There's a difference between a nerd and a hipster. Patton Oswalt contends that a hipster is a nerd... that a hipster is a nerd without the smarts. I think a hipster and a nerd approach things a very different way. For instance, if I were wearing a Growing Pains T-shirt, it would be because I thought that show was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If a hipster were wearing a Growing Pains T-shirt, be like, look at this dumb fucking shirt I'm wearing.
But how do you know though?
What?
Because if I just saw you walking down the street and I didn't know you were wearing a Growing Pains shirt, I would say, what does that guy know? He's wearing that ironically.
Yeah.
Then that's I would be like because as I'm walking down the street, I'd be like, I really love this show.
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly.
Who's to say that if you see someone in, like, you know, like a shirt that's, you know, says.
I do. I say I judge.
You're the who's official the hipster judge.
Me judge. No, but I feel like that's what the internet is so good at is judging. And I do it too sometimes is judging without facts.
I think that's fun. I mean, that's like the
judging
when
facts.
People it's when the young people is like, oh, I really like people watching. What do you think they're talking about? They're just talking about. I like to blindly judge people.
I like people. To judge people as they walk down
it's
the street.
The people watching.
It
is
I always like. I always think, but I always think that's one of the douchiest things people can say. It's like, really? So you're that much better than everyone else? You're gonna go watch them like animals?
Yeah.
A lot of people say people watching.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to you know Universal City Walk. Gonna do some people watching.
Oh, I'm in. I've gone to Hollywood and Highland to do that.
Yeah.
It's good times.
You didn't have to. You worked at the Grove.
Yeah, I know.
That gets old.
I wanted to go see other people.
That's right. I hate the Grove. I've seen well-dressed kids.
Yeah, no. Have you been to the Grove?
I went there.
Did you go to the Grove?
Yeah, I did. I've never been to... Well, I've been to Long Beach before, but just for sports. But
sports!
Long Beach sports.
The women's volleyball Final Four.
Nice.
But I went there a couple of days ago. And first of all, I'm just a little... I'm from Minnesota, so escalators outdoors kind of freak me out a little bit. That's a little weird. But it was interesting.
Did you go to the Apple store?
I did.
Of course
yes,
you did.
I did.
Yeah. Did you go to the farmer's market area, though?
I did.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. It's very similar to Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia. Anybody?
I always say that.
It's awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, Philadelphia has totally ruined me for pizza. Like, the East Coast has ruined me for pizza. Anywhere else,
I want some fucking pizza right now.
But, yeah, the Grove was quite the experience. The farmer's market, that was really awesome.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed
that. Awesome.
There was that little
third year.
Sort of vintage store that had a whole bunch of little, like, old carnival toys.
You're talking about the Harvey Schein Gallery.
That thing was awesome. Yeah, that was really awesome. I got a little Minnesota Rose Bowl button.
I bought, I bought two moon landing. They had, like, a button, an original button from the moon landing.
Yes, I saw that with the little, the ribbon.
And I bought the pennant from the moon landing. Apparently, the pennant, which I learned from watching American Pickers when a guy found a box of them, was from Barnum and Bailey Circus in 1969.
What?
That's where those things came from. And I have them on my wall.
Did you go to the old toy store?
That's the did you go to Kipps? Did you go to Kipps Toyland on the other side?
No.
Over by the Gilmore gas station.
Kipps is like a hardcore, like old school toy store.
Yeah.
And it's really great. I mean, I remember when the Grove regional things that other people don't know about. I remember when the Grove was when it was just the farmer's market and it was all that kind of like
stalls,
secondhand clothes and really like the Grove completely changed the vibe of the whole area. It used to be kind of a dirty area.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that. And now they're building on the other side of the street is a Trader Joe's.
Oh, God. You know why?
It's going to be a fucking clusterfuck.
You know why they're building it there? Because there's no parking in there, and that's what they have to do with the Trader Joe's, is they go, where's the least amount of parking we can put this place? Well, right there on the corner of Fairfax and 3rd. Oh, that'll really fuck people over. Oh, build it.
Wow. The real reason that they put a Trader Joe's there was because they wanted the one on La Brea and 3rd. They wanted to keep that one open later, but something about neighborhood zoning or something for that particular block, they couldn't. So they were like, all right, we'll just build another one. So they built one.
There's three Trader Joe's in... Because there's one on Santa Monica, too.
That's closing because they're leveling that and turning that into condos.
Oh, what?
Yep. That's real.
I think they should just turn the Trader Joe's into condos and let people like live in the produce section,
as long
man.
As they keep the peanut butter pretzels, I'm good.
What's happening to you guys' lips? Oh, my God. Did Dennis Miller bite you? Is it a full moon? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. We're Millers.
It's just when the moon gets full. Like
it's a.
I'm like Luke.
Stay away from me, fiend!
I'm like Lon Chaney in 1930.
Shoot him in the heart. You have to aim for the heart.
The moon is in a waning phase right now. We're okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait, a waning phase? Does that mean when you turn into David Wayne?
Yep.
Waney days. Waney phase. I like it. I'd watch that show. I would watch that web show.
It's a good show.
No, the one about the moon and David Wayne. Just I pictured David Wayne on the moon. Anyway. But what you're saying about regional things that nobody cares about, like I thought I was talking to Emily Gordon about this, who does the indoor kids with Camille, that when I moved to LA, I was surprised by how many like street names I knew.
That's what I was like noticing is I knew all the street names. Yeah. It's just like sort of seeped into like my subconscious from all of the
like
references
and
everything.
References and
yeah, like listening to my GPS try to pronounce Sepulveda and things like that, you know, but almost all the major street names I knew. And it's the same as like when you go to New York, all the street names. It's
first,
all...
and then there's 3rd, of course.
Do you guys like 17 guys still now? Jonah, you've been here for like 10 years or
10 years, right?
10
now,
years. Yeah. And Chris, you've been here for what, 15, 20 years now?
I moved here in 1988.
88. Okay. So do you guys still at all enjoy the fact that you see the Hollywood sign every day? And then do you ever enjoy driving down like Hollywood Boulevard?
I don't think I've ever enjoyed
driving. Hollywood Boulevard is a very ugly street.
It is. Yeah.
Horrible. And it used to be dirtier.
Oh, it used to be so bad.
I used to see the Hollywood sign from my yard.
Yeah.
Cause I lived up in the hills, I moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some things in my life changed. And so I don't see the Hollywood sign, but, the Hollywood sign, being able to see the Hollywood sign from my house was always kind of it was bittersweet. Because if I had a bad day at work and I was like, yeah, that's the thing that's fucking me in the face, you know.
It's
but
like
then other times, like,
looming over you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But it is, you know, there's something fun about it. It's still cool to me.
Like,
there's something fun about it. I hate driving down Hollywood Boulevard, though.
I like going by Grauman's and stuff like that.
I saw the movie Drive this weekend, which is an awesome, amazing movie. But it's cool because I love movies filmed in Los Angeles. It does a really cool part that it shows you parts of LA that aren't normally showcased in movies, like, you know, like East Downtown, like off of Alameda and the 4th Street Bridge and
no one ever
Westlake and MacArthur Park and all that stuff.
Yeah, like only car commercials show those, like that's part of town. I've noticed that too, like just all
no car commercials do all, like they're all like in downtown, like in the heart of downtown.
Yeah, but they usually I might be thinking of like one Honda commercial
where they're going
shows
over
that
the bridge.
Yeah.
That was also an episode of Lost too, and when you know Jack was gonna jump off the bridge.
No, but I still get a kick out of seeing like the stars on the Walk of Fame and all that garbage.
That's nice.
You don't hate the
city yet.
No, I love the city.
I enjoy LA a lot.
Yeah, the city has so much to offer. I mean, just even going past East Pasadena and San Marino.
I just think it's funny that people. I love, I mean, again, this is the idea of just judging without really knowing anything, but people shit on LA without really knowing anything about it. They're like, LA's a piece of shit. Like, have you ever been there? No. Or why would I ever go there? Like, well, how do you know it sucks? It's like any city. There are parts that are great and there are parts that are shitty, and you find the great parts and go there.
Yeah, well, see, you say, like, it's like, oh, I hate LA. Well, where have you been? It's like, yeah, I went to that Hollywood and Highland Mall. Well, yeah, that sucks. There's a bunch of tourists.
There's
like
too much stuff in LA. I mean, like, L.A. doesn't really have a singular identity because L.A. is a bunch of little
awesome neighborhoods,
sub-cities strung together by traffic. Yeah. But every little area has its own identity. And when you land in L.A., it is astonishing. I mean, it's ugly. Taking off from L.A. is gorgeous because you take off over the ocean. Landing in L.A. is ugly because it just looks like a fucking brown circuit board.
Coming from Riverside, you're like, oi.
But it is shocking how fucking large the area of Los Angeles is.
Oh, it's so huge. LA County is ridiculously sized.
Yeah, and LA, the city of LA is oddly shaped because it gets real skinny for a long time as it goes south, and then it expands back out to like include the port of Los Angeles.
Like John Wayne Bobbitt's cock. No, you never saw that porn he made?
No. I didn't watch it.
I saw this porn he made years ago called...
Oh, he was like a preacher? No, it was before he got...
No, it was after the thing happened with his wife. Remember that was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got an enlargement.
And then he made a porn to show, like, hey, this shit still works.
I remember a fucking a Late Night with Conan O'Brien sketch where Andy Richter is on the witness stand talking about where the penis hit him in the field.
I remember
and it was like,
that.
Here. And then, like, he just touches the back of his ear, and it's so it was so funny. God.
That's awesome.
Oh.
That shit was great.
Judge Ito, another timely reference.
Oh, remember the Dancing Itos.
The Dancing Itos.
Oh, Jay.
Good stuff. Not great
that
stuff.
That does, no, though, that makes me think that, like, part of the reason that I'm such a big, like, podcast fan is that I feel like you guys get to have real conversations with people. Do you know what I'm saying here? And it's totally ruined, like, regular, like, sit-down interview, like, talk shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listening to so many different podcasts because you get to hear, like, real things about people's lives instead of this, like, overproduced.
It's hard. Yeah, the talk show format's hard. The talk show format's hard. And I think, you know, like...
I think you'll see on the Nerdist special airing September 24th.
Well, Ferguson,
I want to ask you guys about
this.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you know, he's just talking. And then Fallon's great because he's actually literally excited about the people he has, like, on and, wants to ask him funny questions.
It's just, it's hard when you only have 4 or 5 minutes with someone on those shows because it's like, I'm sure they want it to be as, I mean, and Craig really does, like, you just sit and you just talk.
His are great. I'm big fan.
And, and Fallon's great too. Cause you know, like, you do a little pre-interview and they talk about, and then they go, hey, Jimmy might ask you about this stuff. And then most of the time he doesn't, and you just fuck around and it's great. And so it's really, like, doing those two shows is so much fun, but you only have 5 minutes. And so it's hard to really get a sense of people in that time. Cause you have to hit a couple.
Because it takes a while to get a conversation going and you don't have the time to do that to then get out the good little bit of information.
It's hard to tangent off in 5 minutes. It's hard to follow tangents in 5 minutes. Yeah.
But I want to ask you guys about your show coming up.
Yes. It's really great to be on your podcast, Mindy. Yeah. It's so good to be here on...
Thanks for having us.
Thursdays on the yacht.
Thursdays on
the yacht. No, I want to ask you guys about your show, because it's airing...
There's the Minnesota. I heard it.
Yep.
I heard it a couple times.
Because it's coming out this weekend, and so I want to know what you're feeling. You're like, are you guys excited? Are you nervous? Are you just like, we've done it and our thing is out there now?
Do you want me to go? I'm not nervous about it because I feel like, well, we made it and it was super fun and people are either going to watch it or they're not. And if they do, we'll get to make more, which will be great. And if they don't, then we had that one great experience. Like, I'm just weirdly zen about that sort of stuff because I feel like it's out of my control.
So far beyond.
I don't know. I don't know if the podcast audience is going to translate to television. I don't know. It may be.
It'll be interesting to see.
It may be a complete failure. But Matt Smith was great and Craig Ferguson was great. A lot of people are saying, like, how come Craig's not in the commercials? That is because from what I heard, and I don't think this is misinformation, but CBS would not allow his image to be run in the commercial spots for it which is beyond his control and beyond our control. They just had a thing about he because of his contract, he's not really allowed to promote. So we shot promos with him.
Gotcha.
And I think CBS killed it, yeah. From my understanding. So that's why Craig's not in any of the ads for the show. But yay, network politics.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you?
Because our little BBC show might take CBS down.
We're going to.
But
CSI
but,
Nerdist.
But he was great.
Oh my God.
Who are you, Doctor? Who? But
oh fuck, another dead body.
Whoa, Jonah.
Figure it out.
I don't fucking
know.
Who
gets to wear the sunglasses?
Me. I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be interesting to see. I actually have a show when Saturday night when the show's airing at Hamilton College in.
So you don't even get to watch it.
I won't even get to watch it with everyone else.
Yeah, I'll have a show as well.
And so
make sure it's playing in your hotel room. Like, turn it on.
Honestly,
what about you guys? Are you gonna have a little party or?
No,
I have a show that night. I have like two shows that night. So, you know, I'm gonna have my friend DVR it for me and then watch it the next day.
So Matt alone with the remote.
Just crying.
Like, personally, you know,
I'm
for
looking
me,
forward to it. It's going to be cool for my family to see.
Yeah.
The whole this, like, you know, the culmination. A lot of my family, they don't understand a podcast.
What a podcast
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and also like a lot of the shows I work on, they just don't.
And the
get.
TV show isn't really even a podcast, so it's sort of like they still might not.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
but like,
get it.
You know, they'll understand me on a you know on a panel with like a couple, you know, one celebrity they'll recognize, you know, Craig Ferguson.
Right.
But I think that I'm excited for that because it's rare that anything I work on, you know, my parents watch the stuff, but you know, a lot of my other family, I don't think they care as much or understand
or get it
or get it. Yeah. And I think this is like, you know, the thing where my parents are always telling my, you know, other family just like, oh, he does a thing called a podcast. It's like a internet radio show. And like, this is a nice, I think, culmination of,
they always
here's,
do the,
what, here's what this, what that.
Oh,
thing.
Okay. Which translates to, oh, that doesn't sound like a real thing.
Yeah.
I know my mother ordered the channel specifically to watch it.
That's sweet.
And she ordered, she's like, I got them to hook up G4 too.
Oh, we'll that's so sweet.
We'll watch Attack of the Show.
That's so sweet.
And then, yeah, I know everybody in all my friends in Lowell are going to watch it together.
I don't. The thing is, I've been doing this for so long that I've been beaten down by the business to the extent where I don't get not excited or, you know, like I want to get excited for the show, but then
you got to temper it.
But then if I get as excited as I want to get and then we don't get to do more, then it's like, oh, now I'm bummed.
Plus,
then
luckily,
you start
it was
a podcast.
And then you start a podcast.
It was so long ago, too.
We like shot it a while ago. It two or three months ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And Craig was great. And Matt Smith is so fucking awesome. And Mike Furman on the show was great. And
that was, it was a cool crew working on it. You know,
there was an audience of people dressed up.
Costume,
yeah.
Right?
Some people some girl dressed up like a Fraggle and she's interning at Nerd Melt now.
Matt,
and,
awesome.
Matt Smith, when he saw me, said, Blimey, where'd the rest of you go?
Oh yeah. Cause he knew that you lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we were from the podcast we did in November.
He's,
it was a good time. Matt Smith's a great guy.
They're so great. And they're all great. They're all great together. And I love watching Craig and Matt together. And it was fun to be a part of, and you know, I don't know. So I'm cautiously excited, but knowing the possibility that we might not get to do anymore.
And when all those comment people said on the preview that Matt looked really handsome, I know they were talking about Matt Smith.
They were talking about Myra. I think they might have been talking about you.
No. I don't think so.
Well, your listeners are excited for you. How about that?
Thank you very much.
I cannot wait to torrent it.
No, everyone's been really, really cool and supportive, and you know, I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter where people are like, "I'm gonna watch," and that means so much to me that anyone we never thought anyone would care about this fucking thing that we're doing.
It's awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, so it's but you have to understand that it's awesome to us that it's mind blowing that you know, like you would donate that much money, you know, to come hang out with us.
And
like
that was like.
That was
we hadn't been on that long.
No, we had been on for, you know, almost a year.
Nearly a year, because I'd found
nine
you
months.
Guys searching for community.
Oh, okay.
People,
people
from community, because I just love.
Oh, so getting guests works.
It does work sometimes.
and so I found you because you'd interviewed so many people from community. I think I listened to the Joel McHale episode first and then was like, this is awesome, and started listening to more and more and had to like try to not laugh.
That's where they shoot the soup, right over there.
Oh, yeah.
That studio
we
walked by is where they shoot the soup.
Awesome.
That's where we shot Web Soup, too.
We watched the soup every every week. Yeah, love the soup.
Nice.
Yeah, big fan.
Well, we're but it is very meaningful to me that people give a crap about what we do and that people are so sweet. And like the fact that you made these things is so, I mean, it's overwhelmingly yeah, nice. It's really and cool. This really is very special to me.
Well, you guys keep us entertained, you know? So I'm going to speak for the audience here, but not the assholes that tell you you're jerks for pulling your thing.
They're listening.
Yeah, well.
I know they
grow
are.
Up.
Fuck them.
They can grow up and learn to be nice. Didn't your mother tell you to be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, too much.
Unless you're talking about that Maggie Gyllenhaal with her weird face.
Oh, why bring it back to that?
That's the weirdest fucking callback you've ever attempted.
And it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom. That's what's happening at home with the headphones. People are all doing that. You're welcome.
Jesus Christ. I can't support any of that talk. I can't support any of that talk.
But I totally lost the train of thought.
Yeah. I do that sometimes.
Anyway.
What brought you out to Los Angeles?
This.
Oh, this was...
This was it, dude.
Has it been fun?
I've been having a great time. I went and saw the Paul F. Tompkins show, mm-hmm. which was amazing. I love his podcast, too.
I am so excited for you that you were in town when that happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was so great. The one I'm really sad I'm going to miss is Greg Proops, because I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow at Nerd
Kittens. Milk. Oh, I love that show. But both of those shows, I have to be careful where I listen to them, because they make me laugh out loud inappropriately. I realize
it. Whereas this show you can listen to anywhere. You son of a bitch.
And so I went and saw that, and then I've never taken a vacation by myself before, like just that wasn't attached to a conference.
Are you getting your
Mindy, fiance's not here?
Are you getting your groove back?
Oh, I was gonna say that.
Or are you eat, praying, and loving?
I would be eat, praying, and grooving.
Grooving?
Okay. Yeah. That's a
are you
nice
leaving
show.
Las Vegas? That's not good.
No, that's bad. Now he drank himself to death.
Sorry. Are you dancing in the dark? That's even worse.
Yeah, she lost her fucking vision.
God, I can't. Are you not good?
Batman Returns?
No.
Doesn't work?
No. I'm a Superman fan.
Are you? Yeah. Nice. I used to be until I started reading comics that I now collect.
Spend that
for
money.
3 days
shake
now?
Up that room.
See, the thing about money is it's like a puppy, and it gets excited if you leave it sitting too long. And you got to walk it. You got to get it out.
My pet.
Yeah. What else? So what else did you get to do while you were here?
I went hiking yesterday.
Nice.
And I spent the day at Santa Monica just sort of walking around.
Do you feel like it's important for couples to take separate vacations?
I think it's good. It just like he went on a hiking trip and spent all his vacation, and so when I said I'm gonna go now, he said have fun.
Good. So he wasn't like, we don't love you anymore.
No.
He was cool about it.
No. Please. We've been dating for like 8 years. So
it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket
science. I see the cracks in the armor.
I feel like you could have done a better shuttle, like a tile metaphor or something.
I don't want to bring it back to that, Chris.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's in the...
Just want to give the lady what she paid for, which are predictable references about NASA.
I'm going to bring us all down.
And hipsterism.
Right now and say in the vehicle assembly building at NASA, they have this bricked off area that has the logo for Columbia. And in there is where they keep all the pieces of Columbia. It stays
really
in there, yeah. And you can, like, if you're a science, like a school or university, and you're studying like heat tiles or whatever like that, you just write NASA, and they'll loan a piece out to you, so you can study it.
Really?
Well, I mean, not. I mean, you have to be working on something for
legit reason.
Yeah, some sort of rocket science thing I don't know about.
You probably need some .edu fucking email address too.
Are you trying to get a piece? Is that what you're trying?
Yeah, maybe
to formulate?
I want a piece of the shuttle, man.
Maybe I want it.
Don't want it, whatever.
They only found about 60% of it, so there's pieces out there. Go hunting.
Wow.
Go hunting.
All right.
Anyway, brought us all down.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So you're leaving tomorrow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're taking a lot of memories with you.
I am.
What's your fondest memory of the trip so far? Did you guys smoke grass before coming to the podcast?
Oh, dear Lord. Oh.
Jonah did that earlier. He broke the mic stand. Yes.
This studio is so on the verge of falling apart at any minute.
I don't know if you know this. This should be connected to that.
Oh, that's just hanging by the cord. It really is just hanging by the cord.
You're correct, Chris.
Son of a bitch.
This place is great. We have put together a nice little studio at Meltdown.
High class operation.
That none of us have ever recorded a podcast in.
Not yet, but soon. Soon we will. Soon we'll transfer all the operation over there. Over to Meltdown. As soon as Seacrest discovers that we've been using his facilities to record our podcast.
Seacrest in, Hardwick out. That's what he'll say. We saw him today. Did we already talk? We already talked about that, right? On the TJ Miller episode.
You saw him for a second.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
Was it?
It was like seeing a nymph. You don't really, like, you think, whoa, does that exist? It's real.
He's a real guy, yeah. He's a real guy. I saw him the other day. I said hi to him. He said hi. He was nice.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Cool. Guess you enjoyed that. You ever see Seacrest?
Yeah. All the time.
Mm. Andy, you ever see Seacrest?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's seeing Seacrest but me.
So, Mindy, I hope, well, first of all, the money that you spent for the podcast was worth it because you fed people. Mm. But hopefully you felt like the experience was, was worth it.
It also gave me the opportunity to write for Nerdist, which is really awesome.
Which you've been doing
and
great.
I want people to make cool stuff.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly that people should, if you can think it, you can make it.
Yep.
You
already have a catchphrase, too. This is perfect. You need a show. Make cool stuff.
I feel really strongly that, you know, you should build your own robot. Everybody needs a robot.
How about the Mindy City?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
I love that.
Come on.
Great.
It would make sense if she was from Chicago.
Mindy City Heat.
Mindy City Heat. Yeah, I like that even better.
Mindy City Heat's a fucking great name.
Yeah.
Mindy City Heat. It's pretty sweet.
How about if you can think it, you can make it. Thursdays from the yacht.
Yep. Yep. You have a lot of options here today.
All right. Well, this is good. I'll write them all down. We'll see where we get.
How do you feel about seeing the podcast in person? Do you feel like it met your expectations, exceeded your expectations, or blew your expectations out of the water?
I have to do a closing survey.
No. We're curious. It's an exit interview. We need to. Make sure that
I think it's great. It's so fun to have a visual on what y'all are doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool. So now I can take this back, and when I'm listening to the train, I can. Plus, it's that nerd thing of getting to know just a little bit more about it than everybody else does.
Yeah. Thanks for not being weirded out that we all masturbate during the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you've been very cool about that.
Thanks for joining in. I mean, really.
I just think that it's great.
Ladies gotta have fun too.
I just think it's great that. I don't know, that we got to meet you through this kind of interest. I'm glad that you could buy your way into the...
that
no,
I
kidding.
Could buy your affection.
No.
This actually set up a pretty good precedent. If anyone else has $1,500 they want to give us, you can come on.
No.
Anyone that has $1,500, give it to us and they're going to have a guest.
Yeah, we'll
screw
give it.
Screw hungry children.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hungry. I'll take it.
Matt's a hungry child.
We'll get some pizza.
I mean, I spent all my money on comics.
Stop just buying stuff.
It was all frugal. I didn't spend that much. I'm doing okay.
All right. You're a grown up. You can do whatever you want with your money.
Thanks, Mom.
Spend on cigarettes.
Sometimes.
Vintage cigarettes.
Ooh.
Oh, what did I just say? I just fucking... Oh, don't!
Put it away.
Originals.
These Chesterfields were near the set of Gone with the Wind.
I'm in. I really want... If anyone out there listening to this podcast... has access to an original Day at the Races Marx Brothers poster. Get in contact with me. Matt@Nerdist.com.
Yep. That's your email address. So. And then Mindy, what can we expect from you in the future? What do you want to do in life ultimately?
I think
she's doing it right now.
I also write for another podcaster's blog. I'm sorry. The Accidental Creative.
Mm-hmm.
I write for the blog over there. And just a lot of writing. So I've been doing the writing for the Nerdist site and then the AC site. And I'm just sort of feeling my way around there. I mean, my primary interest is just creativity in all of its forms. And stand-up comedy happens to be my favorite sort of expression of creativity. But absolutely, creativity in any form, I'm totally interested in the process. And so I write about that.
That's fantastic.
I write about solving problems and... you can follow me on Hola Mindy at twitter.com.
H-O-L-A-M-I-N-D-Y.
I follow you.
Like say, you do. And I wanted to tell you, you're released from your obligation. Because I know you said you only like to follow about 100 people on Twitter. And you started following me right after this. I don't think you thought it was going to last 9 whole months.
Oh, you're followed. You're followed forever. I don't unfollow anybody until they call me a fat asshole.
Ooh. Hold on. I got to go on Twitter.
See, they are just as fun in person, Mindy. They are just as fun. Well, it's been a delight to have you here.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a wonderful trip and have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
And please keep writing for the site. And do you want to say it? Yes.
Enjoy your burrito.
Oh, that was good.
That was good, yeah.
That was a good one. I'm a fan.
Let's keep it. Let's put it in the can.
You're a keeper.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.